Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Terrible Gamers. I'm your host Colin, here with Ashton.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Alright, well we're gonna actually get, you know, topics that's up to date now, since, yeah. You know, last week was a pre-recording. So, let's go ahead and get into the new ones. And it's a whole new slate of topics too.
Yeah, fresh. Starting fresh.
So, Final Fantasy 14 Dawn Trail expansion size got released, or leaked.
Yep, so players may want to clear out some space ahead of Dawn Trail's launch, with storage requirements varying by platform. Patch 7.0 will require 55GB on PC, around 80GB on PS4/PS5, and approximately 100GB on Xbox Series. Final Fantasy XIV producer and director Naoki Yoshida stated during the 82nd letter from the producer livestream that players should clear up some storage space ahead of the release of the Dawn Trail expansion. According to Yoshi P, the storage space Final Fantasy XIV players need to play the game's fifth expansion will depend on their chosen platform. With 2 weeks to go until Dawn Trail launches in early access, Square Enix has taken steps to inform players of the changes coming to Final Fantasy XIV. Along with the expansion, between the game's first major graphical update, the new Viper and Picto Macer jobs, and mysterious continent of Turl to explore Final Fantasy XIV. Dawn Trail is loaded with new content for players to enjoy. And then, I'm not going to read the rest. So basically, it's huge. And surprisingly, PC is the smallest one.
Yeah, that's definitely, you don't see that often.
No, and the Xbox is the biggest by a pretty big margin, almost double PC.
Yeah, because what, almost, well, at 100 almost for Xbox, and then PC's 55.
Yeah, so almost double.
Yeah, I wonder what all is coming to the expansion, though. I mean, that's almost size of a normal game.
I mean, yeah, 55 to 100 gigabytes is about the size of a game, depending on what the game is.
Yeah, unless you're Black Ops 6.
Yeah.
With, you know, 300 gigabytes on that one, which I guess that would technically include like campaign, zombies, Warzone, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. And I don't know about the newer Call of Duty's, but I know like Black Ops 2 and stuff like that. You don't have to download everything. You can pick. You can just download the multiplayer. Yeah. You can just download the zombies or campaign, whatever. You don't have to download everything.
Yeah. That's what I was about ready to say, is it seems like you can partition the newer games.
Yeah, so,
which is nice in itself, because you can delete one portion, go play the other portion, and then download that portion back once you're done with it.
Yeah, and some people, they don't play zombies, or some people, they don't play multiplayer, or some players don't play campaign, so that's better for players that say we only want to play multiplayer and we download the whole game. We're taking up a bunch of storage for no reason, just to play one part of one third in the game, so to say.
Because generally, whenever you get a Call of Duty, you're usually lumped into one of those categories anyways, which one you play or prefer to play.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. When it comes down to Black Ops, I'm a multiplayer and a zombie player.
Me too, yeah.
I don't care or differentiate one or the other. It depends what I'm in the mood for. But yeah, so if you're a Final Fantasy 14, you know, player, you're able to get this expansion, I believe, now or close to. No, not now, because it's the leak for the specs of the size of it.
It says 2 weeks to go until it's in early access. So,
what, by July 1st, definitely should be.
Oh, yeah, I would say, yeah.
But yeah, that's still insane that an expansion is that big.
Yeah, and why is PC the smallest? Like, that makes no sense to me.
PC can't handle what consoles can handle.
Yeah,
per PlayStation.
Ask 2K, they'll tell you.
Yeah, why they can't get next gen games.
Yeah. Well, it's really because 2K doesn't want to pay for anti cheat.
Yeah, that's true too. Because you can definitely accomplish it on, not that we do it, but you can definitely accomplish it on PC.
You run into it. I mean, not as often as you would think you would, but you still run into it.
Oh, yeah. Like 7 foot eight, or not. We ran into like 10 feet people in the lobby.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Customizable girls, even though, you know, girls aren't available in the game.
Yeah. Like they're actual girls, long hair, everything. Like,
be a 60 and splashing half quarters.
Yep. Consistently.
Well, with overall, still able to do everything. So yeah, it's, you know, it's just a fault of 2Ks in itself, but I don't think they want to mess with the PC community. Because you think how much backlash they get from the console community, imagine what the PC community would do to them.
Yeah. And they're just focused on next gen. Yeah, you can't report them, nothing. The only way you can communicate is, like, a lot of people put their Discord or their Twitch or their YouTube account on there, so you can talk to them that way if you wanted to, talk trash, but.
Just hope you're actually on the right end of it.
Yeah.
We'll definitely pop up in their video. All right, on to the next one. Sony has a new spec for a new customizable controller.
Yep. Sony is developing a flat computer simulation controller field that would function as a fully customizable game controller. This new device aims to simplify controller inputs with extensive customization capabilities, making gaming more accessible. While promising, there is no guarantee that this device will be produced and made available to consumers. According to a recently published patent filing, Sony is working in developing a flat computer simulation controller field that would function as a fully customizable game controller. The device would expand upon previous gaming accessibility efforts by Sony, allowing more players than ever to enjoy the world of video games. An undeniable powerhouse in the gaming and technology industry, Sony has filed an impressive number of patents in recent months. Blah, blah, blah. While none of the patent technologies have been officially announced, they do give consumers helpful insights into the research and development efforts of the Japanese company. So, I don't know. It might have been early this year, late last year, we talked about Sony made that accessibility controller.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess this is just kind of like a follow-up on that. So, you can, whoever's playing it can customize it further, like move buttons around and stuff like that to their needs. Because, you know, obviously not everybody's the same. Especially if you have a disability, you're not the same as another person with a disability. So that way they can customize it to their needs. And that, I think that's a very good thing. That way more gamers can play games that way.
Yeah, because it definitely seems like it goes, it's more of like a one-handed situation.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way it looked. Because there's the one I seen that we talked about several months ago was had like a stick in the middle and then buttons all around it.
Yeah.
So definitely more like a one-handed thing. So I'm thinking they'll probably keep around that. What's that?
I said, but that other one's so new, it just seems weird. But there, which of course I know this is a rumor.
Yeah.
But still, it's, why would you already be trying to, I mean, upgrade what you already have? Because it was doing relatively well, unless they think that, you know, this new one's going to get more sales.
Which it could, especially if it's customizable, maybe. Some players still couldn't use that one because the buttons weren't in the right place for them. That way, this way, they can take off the buttons, put them wherever they need to or something. I don't know.
Makes sense. Because, yeah, the other one was pretty much just a pre-platform. It was laid out how it was supposed to lay out, yeah. And then it just made it easier to play games on. But I guess pretty much they make it where you can, which still most of the time you can map buttons, though, so you still want you to be able to customize it to an extent anyways when you're actually PlayStation.
Yeah, but not customizing or mapping buttons doesn't always work in, as intended. Like some games don't recognize that you've switched the buttons, so like 2K, for example, if you mapped A to B, that your pass would be B instead of A, still, because 2K, you know, wouldn't recognize that it's mapped different.
Gotcha. So it pretty much goes down to what server you're playing on?
Well, just depending if the game itself is, it supports mapping or not. Not just the console, because like the Switch, I know for sure it accepts mapping, but a lot of games don't, so that's where it comes into conflict that way. The game itself needs to accept mapping.
Yeah, which of course, I mean, if you're using it on PC anyways, it would be no issue at all, because you can map whatever you want, however you want, especially if it's like an emulator.
If you're using, emulator or Steam usually allows you to map things pretty well. But I'm not sure how PlayStation is about that, so.
Yeah. But yes, it's still not even, like I said, they're trying to get a patent out for it, but it's still not a complete, utter patent, so, just to go get Sony, if you want to go make your quick control real quick, they still haven't quite patented it yet.
Yeah.
Could take Sony's thunder.
Yeah. Microsoft probably will.
All right. Yeah. Sticking with PlayStation, kind of, or Sony, kind of, Guerrilla Games is likely working on multiple live service projects.
Yep. Guerrilla Games is likely working on multiple live service projects, including a Horizon multiplayer spinoff and possibly a MMORPG with NCSoft. The studio has 16 plans for future Horizon projects, with only 6 known so far, hinting at more live service games in the works. A new job listing from Horizon series developer Guerrilla Games may hint at the studio having several live service projects in the works. The first-party PlayStation team last released Horizon Forbidden West's Burning Shore expansion in 2023, but has been quietly working on multiple games behind the scenes. Most notably, Guerrilla has been working on a Horizon multiplayer spinoff game, which is assumed to be a live service title but is yet to be announced. Rumors of a Horizon MMORPG being developed in collaboration with Korean game developer NCSoft have also been circulating for a while. The expansion of the Horizon franchise doesn't come as a surprise, as Guerrilla announced in 2023 that it has 16 plans for future Horizon projects, with only 6 of them being somewhat known so far. And then, just stop there. So it's not surprising that Guerrilla is working on several live service projects, especially with the Horizon series, because that's a very successful series for them. And they, like we just heard at the State of Play a couple weeks ago, that the Horizon Adventures is, LEGO Horizon Adventures is coming to Switch, PS5, and PC. So that's one of the plans, I'm sure, that this was talking about. But, what was it? We talked about it was back when it was a rumor, the Horizon game.
Uh-huh.
And then you remember that guy on TikTok said, oh, no, it's not real or whatever, and they wouldn't do that. Well, they did.
I think it was a Lego set that he was talking about on there.
Maybe, but he said they wouldn't work with Lego at all, so.
Gotcha. Maybe. Which, I mean, it shocked us, too. I didn't really expect it to happen, because I think I even said it in the podcast. If I'm recalling correctly, I didn't see them doing it, because they would have to... Lego always does cross-platform stuff.
Yeah, but we both kind of brought it up then that it being Lego, you know, they would bring it to other platforms too. So I kind of figured if it was a rumor, it was too crazy not to be true. Like, that's just not something somebody makes up, I don't think.
Yeah.
Only difference is they didn't have a data mine, so it wasn't, like, set in concrete.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's cool that Guerrilla Games is doing more stuff. I mean, MMORPGs, I never really try to get into them. I mean, I like the idea and the concept of them, because I prefer to play multiplayer games over top of single-player experiences. Because it just seems like I said at the beginning of last year, last year in 2023, I guess midway, about this point last year is whenever I got burnt out of playing video games whatsoever, is because once I play a single-player game for so long, I just get burnt out on it and everything else, and I'm just like, okay, I'm just done playing games for a while. So for me, multiplayer experiences have that interaction with other players, whether you talk to them or not, or just playing with them. That's just, to me, seems like the best thing, but yet again, RPG always turns me off.
Yeah, definitely. I can't stand. RPG is just so slow-paced because, I don't know, I just don't like it. Especially turn-based, because you got to take turns fighting. If I'm going to fight something, I just want to kill it as soon as possible.
Because what, when you think of MMORPGs, you're thinking of, Activision Blizzard, World of Warcraft, and what, Diablo? The older Diablos anyways? Or is the, like, 4 still MMORPG?
I'm not sure. World of Warcraft, Lost Ark, EVE Online, God Wars 2, Blade and Soul, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, The Old Republic, Final Fantasy 14.
Speaking of devil.
Yeah. Ragnarok Online, whatever that is. There's a bunch of them, but yeah, World of Warcraft is definitely the number one.
Yeah. Which, like I said, my thing was Diablo, or Diablo just plays like one. Because, like I said, I've seen videos of, like, the older Diablo games, and it just seems like that's something that would be an MMORPG, but whether it's single-player or not, yet again, never played them. Here, they're good games all the time. They always have high Metacritic scores, but...
But the majority of people like RPGs, too. So...
Yeah. It's one of the most common gaming types.
It's one of the most favorite gaming genres, but just, I can't do them. I just can't. I can't play them. Some of the game, it sucks too, because some of the games look really interesting, and if they weren't an RPG, like, it'd be such a good game to me from the story and everything, but I just can't do it.
Yeah, it's definitely a hard thing to get used to, because like I said, playing Fallout 4 a little bit again, it's just like, okay, because at least it has enough action in it to keep me entertained, but... Whenever I'm, like, going through and, like, actually talking to characters, when you have to choose, like, your actual dialogue, and how you choose is how stuff plays out to an extent.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, I don't like that, because I try to be a smart high end to characters on the game, and I'm just like, okay, I'm in a firefight that I can't win.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, in Tears of the Kingdom, it's quote-unquote the same thing, just a E10 plus rating, because it's considering an action RPG, but you know, your how you answer people don't have consequences,
right? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy,
Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But yeah, I mean, it again, so as far as like the Horizon, or not Horizon, Guerrilla Games make an MMORPG, you guys can check it out and we'll keep you up to date once it finally gets released, if it winds up being true.
Yeah.
Which the fact that they put a, you know, Canada for hire, I'm going to assume that it is true, it's just when it comes out.
Yeah.
Going to drop everything out for it. It's usually a day giveaway, but it is true. Yeah.
They don't just give out jobs for no reason. Especially when, I mean, they're owned by Sony, so especially when Sony's been laying off a crap ton of people the past year.
Oh, indeed can be deceiving.
It is.
Of course, I don't think it's an Indeed posting.
No,
but,
I doubt it.
You know, there are job sites that's like, oh yeah, this people's hiring, and you know, you click and, oh yeah, this person's been trying to fill this position for 9 months.
Yeah.
But no, you don't meet our qualifications when everything was checked. Like,
yeah.
Excuse me? But back on video games. Until Dawn movie cast lineup, which I didn't even realize there was an Until Dawn movie in the making.
I didn't either. All right.
Which I guess technically you choose a cast. It's not in the making because you got to have a cast to start making it. But I didn't know it was an idea.
Yeah, I didn't either. All right. In 2015, Sony and Supermassive Games Until Dawn gave gamers an interactive experience that was inspired by countless horror films that came before it. The game was so well received that there's a remake on the way for PlayStation 5 and PC. And an Until Dawn feature film that was announced in January. Now the movie is picking up steam and the first Until Dawn cast members have been revealed. Via Deadline, Ella Rubin, Michael Cimino, Ji Young Yu, and Odessa Azion have been cast in Until Dawn. The report doesn't state which characters they will play in the movie. The original cast of the game include future Oscar winner Rami Malek, Hero star Hayden Panettiere, and agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s Brett Dalton among the leads. It's unknown if any of the video game cast members will make cameos in the film. Rubin is currently co-starring in The Idea of You on Prime Video, while Cimino is starring in Prime Video's upcoming series Motorheads after his leading role in Hulu's Love, Victor. So yeah, there's the cast members. There's really nothing else in this article worth reading. Yeah, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 confirmed.
Alright, so, but with it being, I've never played the Until Dawn games, but it's supposed to be a horror game, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, so I'm not sure.
Which route do you think they're going to take with it? Do you think they're going to take a Five Nights at Freddy route and go for PG-13? Or do you think, since it's an M-rated game, that it's going to go for R rating?
I'd say probably R. It'd be a missed opportunity if they didn't.
Yeah. And what, the game initially came out in 2015?
Yeah. So, yeah, I've never played Until Dawn. But
yeah. I mean, I heard of it, but it didn't seem like it had as much hype as what like Last of Us did when it came out in 2013.
No. But I guess there's a remake on the way for PlayStation 5 and PC, so maybe pick it up on PC or something. Try it out. On sale or something. Yeah, as a gift.
Yeah, I mean, it's a video game adaptation movie. I'm going to definitely check it out whenever it comes out, whether it be on streaming services or actual theater itself.
Yeah, and then, I mean, if you don't watch in theaters, eventually it's going to come to a streaming platform. So.
Yeah. And, you know, we give Sony a bunch of crap, but, you know, they're also, they've had their hands in the movie market for a while, too.
I mean, yeah, they can make good movies, and, I mean, they're helping make the Zelda movie right now, so can't give them too much crap, I guess.
Yeah, and they don't have to outsource, because they've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
It'll be Sony Interactive, more than likely, direct, well, you know, as the picture play.
Yeah.
And then whatever actual studio takes up and develops the movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm excited for it. Like I said, today's time, you got a 50-50 chance whether it's going to be a movie or a series.
It's said film, so.
I know it's a film, it's casting for a movie, but I'm saying, like, how you have
video
games, a series.
Yeah.
Because in 2020s, apparently, we're able to do stuff that they wasn't able to do in, you know, the 90s and completely fail.
Right. I don't know. It's kind of a gamble. It just depends on the video game series. If you can stretch it out into a series or you just have enough content to fit into a movie.
Yeah. I guess that would make sense in determining which one is going to be which.
Like, yeah, I understand The Last of Us. It's a good series. But I think they could have done two movies instead of two seasons. Because there's two games.
Yeah.
Like, they could have fit everything that was in the first 8 episodes into a movie, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Which, I mean, they stayed pretty much true to it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love watching the series and everything. I like, I mean, all 8 episodes pretty much, but, well, except for one, but, they could have fit it all into a movie, I think, and then, because there's two games right now, they could have just made this second season they're making now into a second movie, and then when The Last of Us Part 3 comes out, just make a third movie. And then yeah, Fallout, I understand being a series because there's how many games and it's not set directly on one game. So they're just pulling everything from the Fallout franchise, putting it into the series. And I think that's a good thing because there's so much content to go around. They can put it into a series. But with The Last of Us, there's only so much because there's only two games. Because if you don't stay true to the series, fans get mad and they're not going to watch it. So.
Yeah, because especially in the Fallout case, because, like I said, it was mainly based on 4, you know, actual, like, progressing through the story and everything else. But, like, the nickname, like, Vault Driller and stuff was actually only used in the first game. And it was a, you know, PC game at that point. It's only PC, still to this day.
Yeah.
So, yet again, Vault Driller hasn't been used since the first game, but that's all they pretty much say outside of her actual name on the Fallout series. Just call her Vault Dweller. When every other Fallout game, you wasn't called Vault Dweller, you was called something else. I think one of them was like the Chosen One, and like I said, it just depended what game you was playing is what your technical title was.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, which Sonics are Sonics. They can be movies or series because there's technically no canon per the thing. You got a little bit.
He can do whatever he wants. Like, you can add, take away, whatever. Like, there's no set thing. As long as you have Sonic and Dr. Eggman, you really...
Yeah.
And then just add
but
side
actual,
characters
like,
from there.
Games are a whole different story. It's which way do you want to take it, series or... Because Until Dawn, it's just Until Dawn. There's no... Is there a 2? I don't think there's a 2.
I don't think so. Cool. Well, the same thing with Mario, too. Like, there's so many Mario games, like, they can just do whatever they want with movies. So it could be, I mean, there's been Mario TV shows before, back in the 80s, so they could take those either way, too, and fans can't really get mad because there's so much content from a ton of different games.
Yeah, no, there's not a second Until Dawn, because the closest rating to it was The Quarry. All right, got time for one more and the last one. Oh no, we got two more, but we just got time for one more. Discord voice chat is coming to PS5, or I guess technically came to PS5 now, because June 12th is when it got released for it.
3 days ago, time of recording. In recent years, we've partnered with Discord to introduce... This is from the PlayStation blog, so PlayStation's talking right now. We've partnered with Discord to introduce more ways for players to connect with their friends and communities across Discord and the PS5 console. Since we first introduced Discord voice chat on PS5, players have joined a Discord voice chat on PS5 more than 290 million times to hang out with friends in Discord voice channels while gaming. Three days ago, we're pleased to share that we're starting to roll out the ability for PS5 players to join Discord voice chat directly from the PS5 console without relying on the Discord PC or mobile apps to initiate the connection. And then it says how to join Discord chat on PS5. To start, select the Discord tab in Game Base within the PS5 console, the PS5 Control Center, and choose the Discord server or DM group you'd like to join. Then select your preferred voice channel. This will reveal more details such as who is already in the channel chatting. You'll also receive a PS5 console notification when another Discord user calls you, allowing you to join right away. This update will make it easier than ever to quickly hop into Discord conversations with other gamers. So, I think we talked about this when they first added Discord support, but it's a pretty cool thing, being able to use Discord on your console, because most people, like including us, we use Discord when we play games together. So, it's just what most gamers use. There's a lot
that's
of gamers.
You're listening now too.
Yeah, we're talking on Discord. That's how we record. So it's just convenient for everybody because it's, I mean, for one, it's free, and two, it's got good quality and everything. So it's what everybody uses.
Yeah, it's good that they're coming everywhere because what, and from my understanding, it seems like they're doing like Japan and Asia first, and then it's going to slowly get released to other regions. So it may not necessarily be in America right now.
Says something
from what in my article, because what it said, chat whenever you want. This is a gradual release starting in Japan/Asia, followed by more regions in the coming weeks.
Says starting with players in Japan/Asia, followed by Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and the Middle East, and finally the Americas. So America gets last.
I guess we are technically the furthest away from.
Yeah, but usually it's Japan, then the U.S., then everybody else.
Yeah. But still, I mean, it's because of what they've already came over to Xbox, I believe.
Yeah.
And obviously, they've been on PC for a while.
And obviously, they're never coming to the Switch. So.
Yeah. Too old.
Yeah, and I don't think Switch 2 will have...
It could be stingy like that too, though.
Yeah, I don't think it'll come to a Switch 2 either. It's just not how Nintendo rolls. They want you to use their mobile app that you can only play talking to like three games. So like, no, I guess Splatoon 1, 2, what is it? Animal Crossing and Mario Kart, maybe? It's like four games.
Not even Splatoon 3?
Yeah, 2 and 3. Uh-oh. Animal Crossing and then Mario Kart, I think.
Of course, they don't really have too many first party multiplayer games. You got those games and you got Smash.
Maybe Smash 2. I don't remember. Either way, you can't just go in there and start a party like you can on the Xbox app. You have to be in that game with your friend in order to start a call. So it's easier just to call them.
One thing Nintendo does not do right.
No, not at all.
Take some notes, Nintendo. Get some Discord. Sign up with them.
they make good games. Nintendo makes good games, but they don't do a great job with their online services.
That's why after they're out for a little bit, they just shut down service completely.
Yeah. Apparently Nintendo Switch Online is going to carry over to the Switch 2, so they're not going to shut this one down.
For how long, though?
I guess at least until the Switch 2 is done.
But that is all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you for watching / listening. Follow us on our socials at TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Discord, you know, which you're technically listening to us on.
Yeah.
And talking about Discord on this final thing. We got merch on Redbubble. I think that's it.
Yep.
Later, guys.
All right. Catch you guys next week.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.